Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Democratic presidential ticket for the November election is set. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate, making her the first black woman to be named to a major party's ticket for a presidential election. Harris, who was born to a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, is also making history as the first major South Asian American candidate to run in the general election. Social media sites are already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Biden and Harris have a long friendship going back to the days when she was California Attorney General. At the same time, Biden's late son, Beau Biden, was Attorney General in Delaware. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech next Wednesday at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday, federal government will own these vaccine doses. We're buying them. Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. President said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved and up to 500 million later on. By remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient and forms has passed all the necessary tests. Putin said his daughter has taken the vaccine after two shots at a normal temperature and a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva Tuesday that the WHO authorities must review all safety efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Health authorities in New Zealand are scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in an Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Auckland was moved to Alert 3 at midday Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight Friday. That means the non-essential workers are required to stay home while bars, restaurants, and most businesses will be closed. The rest of the country has moved to Alert 2, meaning that mass gatherings are limited to 100 attendees and people are required to socially distance themselves. In other news, the Australian state of Victoria Wednesday reported a record 21 virus deaths and 410 new cases from an outbreak in the city of Melbourne that has prompted a strict lockdown there. State Premier Daniel Andrews said 16 of the deaths were linked to elderly care facilities. And thousands of people took the streets of Mali's capital on Tuesday, renewing calls for President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to step down despite international mediation efforts to resolve a political crisis there. Protests led by opposition coalition called M5RFP have raged since June, caused by contested local elections and perceived government corruption and incompetence. Tensions escalated in July when police shot dead at least 11 demonstrators. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.